Welcome back to Motherlode Views. We're talking with Congressman Tom McClintock via telephone on this weekend show, talking about a number of issues in Washington, D.C. Congressman, we've got kind of a great recap of the past year in Washington, D.C. What do you see as being the bigger issues this next year that especially Motherlode residents will want to keep an eye on?
Well, obviously, we need to continue the work we've done to repair and expand our economy. That's going to be absolutely crucial. I think that by spring, we could be seeing growth rates in excess of 3 or 4%. I mean, that's getting up into Reagan recovery territory. Those who remember those years remember that there was just there was just a different feeling in the air. Everybody was optimistic. Wages were going up. Jobs were plentiful. The future seemed really bright. That's what you get when you get up into 3 and 4 and 5% economic growth. That's where we need to go, and I think that we're well on our way there. And that was the overarching issue of the last four, really, national elections, was to repair and restore our economy. And as I said, I think we've made enormous progress there and need to continue now, particularly on the regulatory relief side. The second overarching issue we were given was to secure our borders, and the administration has done a very good job in restoring the rule of law to immigration. It has encountered enormous opposition from the so-called sanctuary city and sanctuary state movement. That has got to be resolved. And I believe that the administration will. So I think that's going to be the next major battle. And then we still have the unfinished business of health care reform. In the tax bill, we were able to remove the hated individual mandate that costs a family of four a minimum of $2,100 if they purchase overpriced Obamacare policies. Now they have the freedom to go into the private market and use that $2,100 to purchase inexpensive short-term plans that are available on the market. But that still doesn't fix the overall problem. And so that's going to be unfinished business that we have to attend to. But, and this is very important, I don't think that we're going to make nearly the progress that we need to as long as the Senate continues to give the minority the ability to block any bill from being taken up. That's where I would fault Mitch McConnell and the Senate Republicans grievously. 2 weeks after the election, I gave a speech on the House floor, and I said that the greatest single obstacle to the success of this administration and this Congress is the Senate's unwillingness to reform its cloture rule. And until it does that, getting meaningful legislation out of the Congress is going to be very difficult. The reason we got tax reform is that it used a reconciliation process that's able to bypass cloture. But all of the major regulatory relief bills that the House has passed are sitting right now unaddressed in the Senate because of the Senate Republicans' refusal to change this cloture rule.
Another one of those hot-button issues. Last week on Motherlode Views, we had Tuolumne County Sheriff Jim Mealy in studio, and one of the topics was the memo put forward by Attorney General Jeff Sessions regarding marijuana. And Sheriff Mealy last week said that he would like to see Congress act to provide some further direction and clarification on the federal government's stance on marijuana and allowing it for recreational use. I'm curious kind of your thoughts and opinions on that overall issue of recreational marijuana.
Well, first of all, I detest marijuana. I've never gone near the stuff. Lori and I were successful in raising our kids never to go near the stuff. I not only don't recommend it, I strongly advise against it. But ultimately, the laws that we have in place have completely failed to address the issue. And in fact, I think in many ways they've created more problems than they've solved. A sheriff's deputy once said that if he took two kids at random from a high school, gave them each $20, told one to go out and buy booze and the other to go out and buy pot, the first back would always be the one that he'd sent to buy pot. And the reason is because they all know who's selling it, and the seller has no compunction about breaking the law. In fact, the seller's business depends upon breaking the law. The kid with the $20 sent out to go buy booze is going to go to one liquor store after another. They're going to ask for his card, and they're going to turn him away because the success of their business depends upon obeying the law. I thought that was a very good description of how our current marijuana laws actually encourage pot to get into the hands of young people. As far as the laws are concerned, it comes down to this. The federal government has a constitutional role in regulating interstate commerce, that is, commerce between the states. So the federal government has the authority to interdict the transport of marijuana across state lines. You can't grow it in one state where it's legal and sell it in another state where it's not. That's a legitimate federal power. It is not legitimate, however, for the federal government to interfere in the decisions that states make with respect to commerce that is conducted entirely within the state. If the pot is grown in California and marketed in California, sold in California, and consumed in California, that is California's business, not the federal government's. And I've been very disappointed that Jeff Sessions has not taken a more constitutional approach to the issue.
We've got a couple minutes left on this weekend show. Another one of those issues. I'm just curious if you have any thoughts, you know, observing kind of the special counsel investigation into the Russian meddling. Any opinions on that as we sit here in late January?
Well, what we're the picture that's now taking form is appalling, and it's not that there was collusion between the Russian government and the Trump campaign, but there was significant collusion between the Department of Justice, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the Clinton campaign. There is a classified memo that I have read that is absolutely appalling. I've today called for its release. The American people need to know what has been going on within the Department of Justice during the Obama administration and how absolutely corrosive it is to our Bill of Rights and our Constitution. And I can't go into the details because it remains classified, although there is absolutely no reason for it to be classified other than it's going to outrage the American people. I would hope that it will be released in the next week or so, and we'll have a much clearer picture of what's been going on.
What's the holdup to actually releasing it?
It requires first the House Intelligence Committee to vote to release it. Then it requires the administration to authorize its release. If the administration does not authorize its release, the House can still vote to release it. I think it's going to be absolutely critical for our, you know, for our national security as a free nation, that people understand what's been going on within the confines of the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The corrupt use of critical law enforcement powers, I think, is going to be a real eye-opener to the nation. And I think that we're going to see that hopefully come out within the next few weeks.
Well, Congressman McClintock, we appreciate you joining us on Motherload Views. Any closing comments as we wrap up today?
No, I just first want to apologize to the folks that I stood up in Tuolumne this week. I came down with that awful bug that's been going around, and look forward to visiting in the very near future. Most of all, just wanted to express a sense of optimism that I think we're going to see 2018 become one of those turning point years for our economy and for the freedom of our country. These are critical times, and I think the American people are going to be asserting themselves over the next year or two, assure that the progress we've made on the economy, as well as securing our borders, continues.
Yeah, that flu bug got me a couple weeks ago, and I can attest it is a tough one. So I thank you so much for still joining us here on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And we thank Congressman Tom McClintock for being our guest on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll be back next week with more of Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life In the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.